We're live. This is the making of the show, The Great Expectations of Princess Portus, by the Academic Genius Brothers, our radio series in 14 episodes. It's time to be fun, fair, and square. Episode 13, The Ball of the Witches. Saturday, 10 a.m., Jessie's home. The two princes, disguised as witches, arrive on the spot where, live, the chief of the witches organizes the ball during the full moon. Unfortunately, they are one day too soon. Big mistake. The chief of the witches has time to test the power of these two new young witches, and they will do it, but this time they will get it wrong.
The princes, disguised as witches, galloped all day long to reach the edge of the forest at dusk. Now they have to bring back the magic potion at all costs.
Cuckoo! Cuckoo! Where are you?
Cuckoo!
Cuckoo! We want to see you!
Hey, I am here, sister. How beautiful you are in this ugly dress. Come, follow me. This way. Leave your horse here, or I will turn them into donkey.
Older sister, we are so happy to be with you for the ball.
Do you know how to dance the patacha?
We are young witches. We dance mainly the hoop la la masala.
Oh, how wonderful. You will teach me. Come. Here it is where we dance. Here where we drink. And here, mostly during our ritual, we exchange potion recipe. We do witches competition, of course. And in the end, we name the best witch of the years. I won 7 times.
You are fantastic.
Oh, your sister. You did well to come, but you are in advance. The ball is tomorrow. But just now, I was preparing several potions. This one is for the beginner and allow you to change the carrot into potatoes, the potatoes into tomato, and the tomato into carrot. It's useless. It's a warm-up.
Fantastic!
Okay, let me see what you can do, my young lady.
Me? I cannot do... I can't do many things. I would like to transform an idiot, who's a man who harasses me with his tacks. Is it possible, older sister?
Of course, my beauty. Have the potion here for that. And you, my lovely beauty?
Me? Decidedly. It is also about a man who spins around me like a nasty fly. Is it possible also to make him as a fool?
So, you girls, you want one idiot and one fool. Wonderful, no problem. I hate this man who do not respect us. I will show you how to prepare the potions. Something else? Do not be shy, my darlings.
I think it's enough. We are beginners, older sister.
Yes, it's already a lot for us.
By the way, we hear about you. You have a fantastic reputation, older sister.
Everybody calls you Yuvaloska Giakoska Mikaloskaya. Is that your true name?
What do you want from you, Yuvaloska?
She is a friend of Dr. B, who is also our friend, so maybe...
Oh, I love Dr. B. She has very good magical potion, but she has attendance. Is it true that she loves the Prince of FMC?
To love that monster, that boar, that idiot, that bandicoot? Oh, never.
Older sister, I'm sure that in your arms this prince will become a gentleman.
Oh, you reassure me, my beauty. It is my true name, Yuvaloska. Many people are looking for me. Few find me.
And few know really who you are.
So sweet,
so beautiful, so generous.
Always ready to help her sisters.
The biggest in the whole kingdom.
Yuvaloska, we love you.
Let's drink this soup with secret power in honor of our secret friendship.
Thank you, Yuvaloska. We just eat before coming some snakes boiled with zest of grey cat pee. A recipe of Dr. B.
Why don't you let us know what all these potions in the big cupboard are for?
Sister, don't touch these potions. It is to save the queen, the king. But before I want to be married with... Hey, you, my lovely beauty. Come here in the light. You first, but...
She looks like her grandfather.
Hey, she's... But it is you, the prince of FMC, my loving person.
Me? Not at all. Oh, run away before it's too late.
Abracadabra, cadabra, bra. It's already too late, my prince. I casted a spell on you. You will not be able to speak now. And you, the accomplished.
Run away! Follow me! Run! Run away!
Ma! Ma!
Yes?
Me! Me, me, me.
Of course, me. Run, me.
Me,
me. My dear prince, you speak like a sheep, me. I hope you don't think like a sheep. It would be a disaster.
Me, me.
Run, run. Oh, dawn is breaking. We will arrive at the castle in 12 hours, running like horses. In 20 hours, running like donkeys. Never. Slower if we stop to graze on the grass. Oh, you are so lucky that I have plenty of paper for you to sign. Otherwise, I would have left you to this damn witch. But who do I see coming at us? Yes, Princess Portus. Hello, hello.
Beth, what are you doing here? I believe you. At the ball.
Princess! Oh, princess! A disaster has befallen us! The witch recognized us, and we have to save ourselves. Only if she's recognized us, I should probably speak in my voice.
Really?
Yes.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to return to the castle, rest, drink, eat, sleep, and speak in my normal voice, for God's sake.
My God! What's happened to him?
She put a spell on him. He will only come back to normal if he marries her. Then the king will be saved.
Well, we will marry them. Let's go home. It's time for wolf and jackal who do not sleep. They are always hungry.
Ma, ma.
You, my dear, shut up, or I will put you in a sheep hole fold.
The end. This concludes our 13th radio episode. The Ball of the Witches. During the full moon, many things can happen. Our two princes realized it. Our making of knew it. They have been not enough careful. No, they were not enough careful. They were not careful enough. She was the leader of the local witches all the time. Let's hope that everything works out for the best. Let's hope that it's still time to be fun, fair, and square. See you for the last and 15th exciting episode. Expectations are contagious. The end. Signed, AGBS.